Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, Matthew 24, the Rosetta Stone of Tribulation Prophecy. How would the world ever understand those scribble-like markings made by ancient Egyptians? No living person could help. The question seemed likely to fall by the wayside and be forgotten forever. And then in the Egyptian town of Rashid, also known as Rosetta, a black basalt stone was found in 1799 bearing an inscription in hieroglyphics, Demotic characters, and Greek. Well, Greek we could figure out easily enough, an ancient but living language with tons of available works. With the Greek language as a guide, the hieroglyphics were slowly deciphered, the mystery solved. From that day on, a clue or a key to a mystery has been known as a Rosetta Stone. Greek has helped us solve another mystery. The Greek of the New Testament, specifically in Matthew 24, unravels the entire end-time scenario and debunks theories that have come and gone through the years. The current, roughly 100-year-old theory of a pre-tribulation rapture is especially hit hard by Matthew 24. I can safely challenge readers and listeners to find for me even one verse or passage in the Bible that says in clear and certain terms that Jesus will come for his own secretly and then come back to judge the world openly 7 years later. It isn't there. Every verse produced demands an explanation and interpretation. You say, show me your exhausting list of such passages showing that when Jesus comes the second time, there won't be a third. Well, actually, I have only one such passage, and it's the one before us, Matthew 24. What a glorious portion of Scripture. What an outline of our future. What clarity. First the question, and then the very specific answer. The question, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? In the disciples' mind, it was one question, not two. Jesus did not counsel them otherwise. He answered what they asked in brilliant language. First, he suggests that it's a tricky question, and many charlatans will have other answers. Many will show you signs that are not signs and then tell you, it's time, it's time. Well, there'll be wars, there'll be rumors of wars, there'll be famine, disease, earthquakes. These are not signs. Serious persecution will come to you disciples, but this too is not a sign of the end. Just keep enduring until the end really comes. He then mentions the most oft-quoted sign of the coming of Christ, the preaching of the gospel to all the nations, but that's surely not a sign either. It's a process. It's lasted many centuries, and it'll stretch to the very end of history, but who can say when it is accomplished? What's a nation? Is a nation reached when radio signals penetrate it? Missiologists debate this one still. No, the sign of Matthew 24, so clear to those who study this chapter and drink it in, is an event. It starts with a when, it includes a where, and describes a what to do. How specific could Jesus be? When the last generation sees this sign, which I won't describe in this piece for time's sake and space, but the Scripture does have a lot of clues for that sign. We'll talk about it maybe some other time. But when the last generation sees this sign, a huge tribulation or time of trouble will be triggered. The greatest trouble the planet has ever witnessed is still in the future. All the world wars, financial catastrophes, evil dictators of all time will seem small in comparison to this one. And then, let me say it again, then, only then, after all of this, The word is after. After the tribulation, it says in my Bible, nature will go wild, and Jesus will appear with his bride, gathered at that same moment to establish his reign on earth, and the gathering is described right there. You can read it for yourself, Matthew 24. You know, I've been down this road before. I suppose someone's going to call this Brother Bob's pet doctrine, the most important thing in his life. Well, say what you must. To me, this teaching and its demise in our postmodern, whatever that means, the church, is symbolic of a serious disease disrupting our consistent walk with God. Here is such a clear passage, the only one of its kind that could, if read and believed, solve the pre-trib question in an instant. And it's written off. That's right, it's written off. Well, it was given to the Jews, they say. Matthew 24 was spoken to the Jews. So was the Sermon on the Mount, all the healings and miracles. In fact, every major teaching Jesus ever gave was spoken to Jews. So, well, it's in there, they say. He doesn't say he comes 7 years early, but it's really in there. Oh, what else is in there, I wonder? And on whose authority? The movie guys that did the Left Behind series? The prophecy gurus on the Christian channels? Secret knowledge, known only by the initiated, is known historically as Gnosticism. It's a trust me, I know what I'm saying deal that leads men by the nose into nothing. I want to know in the old way. Hey, God, what did you say? Oh, now I get it. There it is, right on the pages of your book. Thank you. That's how I came up with this key passage. I didn't read a human book or watch a movie. I just devoured God's Word. And how sweet it was in my mouth, yet how sour when I realized that so few want it just like it is. The hieroglyphics of Scripture teachings are indeed hard to decipher, but for every difficult subject, there's a Rosetta Stone God and a Rosetta Stone passage that God will provide for the earnest seeker. For the rest, well, hey, pass the popcorn. Thanks for listening today. For a written copy of what you've just heard, go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio. And from the main page, just type in Chosun or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up and then click on Weblog. Also on that page, you're going to be able to access all the other written and audio Bible teachings that I've come up with through the years and information, a lot of it, about North Korea, which has attached itself to my heart over the last couple of years. Please pray with me, by the way, that God would have his way in old North Korea, that it will become a new North Korea soon. There's rumors out there that it won't be long. It won't be long. We pray that that's true. And let's pray for one another, you for me and I for you and each one of us for ourselves too, that God would have his way in our lives, all of our lives. Amen. God bless you today.